Well, she is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard and the host of Blazing the Trail, heard right here Wednesday evening, 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio. It is Miriam Marston. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, David.
Well, did you have a very nice 4th of July holiday?
Oh, it was so lovely. We made a last-minute decision to get out to the beach over at Newport, and so I went out there with my sister and her crew, and it was so much fun. I got to see my twin niece and nephew for the first time playing in sand on the beach, which takes a bit of supervision because they'll be doing fine, and then they'll suddenly decide to face plant or put some sand in their mouth. So it was amusing to watch. They're just discovering the wonders of the beach for the first time.
Oh, that is so awesome. Was it a little cooler over there?
It was definitely cooler, so really refreshing after that heat wave.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, I saw some of the pictures, and you could see some of the low clouds kind of hanging on the shoreline there. But it did look beautiful, and Newport's a fun place as well.
Definitely.
Glad you had a wonderful time. So here we are in July, and we think about summertime as we head into the dog days of summer, as they say. But that doesn't mean we can't continue to live our faith through the summertime, even though many of us may be going on vacations or doing things. And so that's what we thought we'd talk about this morning with you, is continuing to live our faith through the summer months. And of course, that brings a whole different view this time or this year, given the pandemic. And now the churches are opening up a little bit more. In fact, July 16th is a big day when I believe Archbishop Sample said the dispensation is over for the pandemic and we're back to church. I mean, obviously, many people have already done that. But how do you look at it as we live our faith during these summer months?
Yeah, great questions, David. And, you know, I was so happy to see the announcement from Archbishop Sample. And I do want to recommend to your listeners, if they haven't yet read the statement that he put out, it's just very beautiful and really gets you thinking, like, what's at the heart of our faith,
right?
And realizing, wow, we are truly a people who are Eucharistic, and this is absolutely essential to how we live out our faith. You know, as you say, David, you know, faith, you know, it doesn't take a vacation. Faith doesn't go on vacation, but it can go into a different gear. And that's one of the reasons I love kind of those seasonal changes. And we feel that also in the liturgical calendar. And you and I have spoken about this many times, how I have a deep love of ordinary time. Mm-hmm. And we really feel that in a distinct way, I think, during the summer. So it's just nice to be able to go into a slightly different gear. You know, from a ministry standpoint at the parish, you know, things tend to, you know, they kind of change at pace a little bit. It's not quite as busy on the evenings and the weekends at the parish. However, we still keep going with certain programs. We never stop our RCIA and our inquiries. So, David, we have some people who right now are meeting throughout the summer as they're exploring those initial questions about coming into the Catholic Church and getting baptized. We also continue our adult confirmation classes, so we'll continue over the summer to have adults come into the church, which is really great. And then, you know, so that's wonderful to see from, you know, the parish side of things. But just personally, David, just to be able to just take that time of rest. I was recently listening to a podcast all about rest, and how really those are the first four letters of the word restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are we doing to really be restored creatively, emotionally, spiritually, physically? And the summertime really often does provide those opportunities where we're more at an unhurried kind of pace.
Right.
And we can kind of refresh ourselves in all those different ways. And I know personally, I like to get to things that, you know, I haven't been able to do the last few months, like read books or just kind of catch up on some movies. So I finished a book recently that my spiritual director suggested, and it's called Into Your Hands, Father, Abandoning Ourselves to the God Who Loves Us. Mm. So it's a beautiful read, and it's all about surrendering and just really falling into the arms of the God who loves us so much, and to completely and utterly trust him and hand everything over to him. So that had been on the reading list for a while, and I finally finished it last week. And it had been on my heart to read Ephesians, all of Ephesians. And so I did that yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
just kind of slowly kind of making my way through St. Paul's letters to the Ephesians. And but David, those are harder things to get to, kind of when things are really busy with work and commitments and everything.
Right.
And your listeners might be familiar with the series called The Chosen. Mm-hmm. I don't know, have you seen that, David?
I have heard of it, yes, for sure.
Yeah. So it has been cropping up all over like social media, and I see ads for it, and I see my friends have really enjoyed it. And I finally gave it a chance a few days ago, and so I'm making my way through The Chosen, and I really am enjoying it. So I was kind of skeptical at first because I don't know what to make sometimes of kind of religious films or shows, but this one is actually really well done.
Nice.
I'm enjoying that. And so just kind of getting those things that I kind of had put off for a few months and just really just relaxing and enjoying this different pace. Again, faith doesn't go on a vacation,
right.
But let's really let it get into a new gear.
We're speaking with Miriam Marston. She is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Tigard and hosts the show Blazing the Trail, heard right here Wednesday evening, 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio. You know, the other thing I think about during these summer months, Miriam, and trying to maybe do a few things a little differently, maybe a little bit more restful. But one of the things I think about is that ability to obviously get outside more during the summer months, and maybe a great opportunity to visit some different places, even locally. You think about the outdoor masses, say, at the Grotto.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Just really kind of soaking in the time outside. I agree. And with things kind of reopening more, I mean, what a beautiful moment to really go with others to these outside places and kind of make some crowds where we weren't able to crowd before. But really taking advantage of the beautiful things to see in this area. I'm right there with you. It's such a gift. And really, I go back to my twin niece and nephew who are enjoying the wonders of the beach for the first time. Let's not lose sight of that. Let's take this time to really go back to that childlike wonder of the gift of creation that's been given to us by God.
Yeah, and the other thing I think about too, because a lot of us may be traveling during the summer months, going to different locales. Brendan and I were talking about this the other day. I've always really enjoyed trying to find different missions or places to visit when I'm on vacation, because there's some fascinating ones that are out there.
Oh, that's such a good point. And, you know, when I'm visiting a place, like I'll immediately go, I mean, the internet's a wonderful thing. I'll just kind of look up the history of this or that church or building, and you just realize there are so many rich stories that we're surrounded by, and there's so much that we can learn from generations of people that have come before us and what they have gone through to set up, and when we're thinking about the churches, set up these communities of faith all around us. And we don't want to take those stories for granted, for sure.
That is for sure. Miriam Marston, she is the Faith Formation Director, St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard, and host of Blazing the Trail, heard Wednesday evening, 7:30, right here on Mater Dei Radio. Miriam, so great to talk with you as we continue to look at ways of living our faith during these summer months, because like you said, faith doesn't take a vacation.
Oh, it's so great to speak with you, David. God bless you.
All right. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.
You too.